It is wide and it is sweeping what council can impact. There is not a position statement, a policy statement that comes out of the board that didn't come from council.
Welcome to the Built on Results podcast, a series of conversations about the issues, the advocacy, and the wins on behalf of emergency physicians. Dr. Michael McCray is an emergency physician at Mercy St. Vincent's Medical Center in downtown Toledo, Ohio, and speaker of the American College of Emergency Physicians Council. He says your first ACEP Council experience is one you won't soon forget. The problem is, most emergency physicians don't know about it. This is Episode 17, No Experience Necessary.
Council is the deliberative body of the college, of the American College of Emergency Physicians. And we really have two functions that happen concurrently over those 2 days. We review, debate, and adopt resolutions that are written by members, ACEP chapters, college sections, similar-minded EM organizations like EMRA. Any two members or a section or a chapter can write a resolution. It can be about anything related to emergency medicine. We have resolutions about bylaws and governance of the college, EM policy, EM practice, advocacy asks to work with other organizations, or that ACEP should advocate for X, Y, or Z in Washington, D.C. On the Hill or with CMS. Anything and everything is a possibility for a resolution. And then at the same time, we also hear speeches from the candidates for the college leadership positions, the board of directors, the president-elect, and every other year, the council officers. And so on day two of council, it's amazing. We go through an entire book of business, looking and reviewing all of the resolutions and determining what's going to go forward to guide the board of directors. And then at the end of the day, we also have the elections to elect the board and the president-elect and the council officers.
Do you think most members know about the ACEP Council?
No, unfortunately not. And that's something that I hope to change these 2 years as speaker, along with Larissa Trail from Michigan, who's our council vice speaker, is to really let the average member know, the regular member, what council is, what we do, why we come together, how much we accomplish in the 2 days that we're there, and really let everyone know that we are their voice for the college. And what council does is what guides the board of directors in determining college policy and positions.
Why do you think council is such a mystery for some people?
Great question. I think part of it is, as soon as you say parliamentary procedure or parliamentary body, people get scared and they run away. You do not have to be a parliamentary expert. You do not have to be have any experience in parliamentary procedure to be a counselor. That's why you have your council officers. That's why we're there. We do. The first time I came to council in 2010 in Las Vegas, I was an alternate counselor from Ohio. Didn't really know what I was showing up for. I was excited about it to help get involved with my chapter and was absolutely blown away. And ever since, I've done everything I can. Be careful when you ask a passionate counselor, let alone a council officer, what is council? We're ready to convince you. Every person that I've ever talked to that has come to council, just they can't believe it. How much we get done in 2 days in terms of the resolutions, the elections for the board of directors, for the council officers, for the president-elect, all of that is done in 2 days. There's a lot that happens throughout the year, but really the vast majority of what happens with council is those 2 days before scientific assembly. And I think that's, unfortunately, the other thing is it's the 2.5 days before scientific assembly. So most people are arriving to Chicago, the day before the conference starts, but we are just finishing up council on that day. And so you have to make an extra effort if you want to attend council, to see what goes on.
How did you first find out about ACEP Council?
So I'm lucky being from the great chapter state of Ohio. We have a long history of leadership, both at the state and the national level. And by random chance, the Ohio ACEP president at the time was my residency mentor from residency. And I got a flyer in the mail about how to get involved with Ohio ACEP and being part of the Leadership Development Academy that we have for relatively new grads. And one of those duties is to be an alternate counselor for the chapter. And I said, okay. I didn't really know what council was. And they said, well, you just need to show up to Las Vegas. That's where Scientific Assembly was that year, a couple days early, and said, okay. And I had had permission from my director to be part of this academy. By no means do you have to do something that formal to get involved with counsel, but that's how I got my start. And from day one, I was hooked.
Do you remember your experience at your first counsel meeting?
Yes. I was blown away, just kind of followed along like a little duckling with the Ohio chapter where I was supposed to go, and sitting through day one reference committees, hearing all of the passionate debate about resolutions, and then in the afternoon meeting the candidates. And then we had our chapter caucus where we come together to talk about the resolutions. What does our chapter want to support? What do we want to oppose? Which candidates are we going to support? And then day two was even more. It's the entire council comes together on the council floor. This year in 2026, we have 441 counselors from 53 ASEP chapters and sections and EM organizations. And it's a sight to see that many emergency physicians coming together in one place to determine the future of the college and then elect the leaders. And it was overwhelming, awe-inspiring, and I couldn't wait to come back. When the council resolutions are released to the council 30 days before, I can't wait. It's like Christmas morning. I cannot wait to open that email, download the 500-page PDF, and get into it. And I've always been that way, even my second year as a counselor when I realized what was really happening. And it's just evolved from there.
I have to admit, a 500-page PDF sounds a little overwhelming. How would a council member work through all of that? And what if someone only wants to offer a comment on a specific resolution?
So when we release the resolutions, they are grouped into what are called reference committees, and each reference committee has an area of focus. So we have three reference committees. Occasionally, we will have four and say, I'm really interested in EM practice. And I would say, okay, just go to that reference committee's resolutions and just read the titles, right? Just start with the titles and say, that resolution caught my eye. I want to read more about that. And then you look at it, and it can be scary, right? You read the whereases and then the resolves. But the amazing thing is, with every resolution, the amazing staff that we have at ASEP prepare background material. And I think we often say that the background material could be published in journals. It is so good, whether it's about EMTALA or about a history of a certain issue with CMS, or if it's something within the college itself. And you can read that and you can really get a sense of what this resolution is about. And then now, in the last 6 years, it started in 2020 out of necessity, we started asynchronous online testimony. And I think if nothing else, I want people to come away from this chat today that you do not have to be in person at council to weigh in and share your voice as a member on a resolution. Any member can submit testimony. Asynchronous testimony opens 30 days before council. So that will be September 4th. And all you have to do is go to the ASEP website, log in with your ASAP ID, and you follow the link to the council resolutions, and you can pull up resolution 42, and you can type your little blurb, Mike from Ohio in support, and tell us what you think. And it is always inspiring since we've started asynchronous testimony to see a name that I don't know, that isn't a counselor, and then I look at it, they're from, we'll say Kansas, and I look at the list of the Kansas counselors, and they're not there. And that means that an engaged member took the time to log in, read a resolution, and weigh in, and I challenge every member to do that this year.
Why do you think more members ought to get involved? Does it have anything to do with the fact that council's actions at some point usually impact ASEP members at work?
Absolutely. It is wide and it is sweeping what council can impact. There is not a position statement, a policy statement that comes out of the board that didn't come from council. Council resolutions may say, develop a policy statement on X. We'll just say that the American College of Emergency Physicians says that ice cream is the best ice cream, or vanilla ice cream is the best ice cream. Okay. And that would be, if the council adopts that, that would become college policy and go to the board. So it's amazing. Again, I don't have to convince you that I'm passionate about this, to see a member's idea, something that happened to them at work, on shift, in their hospital, maybe with a state agency or a federal agency, and saying, this isn't right, and I want to change that. And council is the way to do that. Council, you write a resolution either with another member, it only takes two, or you go to your state chapter and have them help you. And that goes through the council process. And then if it is adopted by council, it goes to the board of directors. And the board then takes that and says, council has spoken, and will assign it to a college committee. And then it goes from there, whether it's assigned to the EM practice committee or the telehealth committee. You know, we have all these committees in the college, or the board will direct the advocacy staff in Washington, D.C. that this is now an advocacy priority for the college based on a council resolution. And it sounds daunting and overwhelming, and how do I get involved? But it actually can be that easy. I think some of my favorite resolutions every year started at home in the department because you wanted to make a difference and said, we need to change this. And by being an ASEP member, you have an avenue to do that.
How do these council policies find their way into rules, regulations, and even laws?
Yes, policy statements. You can go on the ASEP website and, you know, ASEP believes, you know, fill in the blank. And we have policy statements on all things. And when we go to Washington, D.C. every year for Leadership and Advocacy Conference and do our Hill visits with our elected national senators and representatives, we cite ASEP policy, right? An ASEP policy then can guide other organizations, right? We've seen examples where an ASEP policy then goes to the AMA, and the AMA adopts that policy in their House of Delegates and becomes AMA policy. Or when I go to our Advocacy Day here in Columbus, at our state capitol every spring, we cite ASEP policies. The American College of Emergency Physicians believes this. And almost always those policy statements came from a council resolution.
What's your bottom line here?
First thing is, know that we exist, right? We are council. We are your voice to the board of directors to help guide college policy. Sometimes as an individual, one of 40,000 members, you feel like you can't make a difference. You can. All it takes is logging in, looking at a resolution. I want to make a difference. And if you don't know how to do that, reach out to me. My email address is mmccrea@asep.org. I will help you write that resolution that you want to write, help you get it to council, help you write the resolves. How does the process work? I would love to see as many new faces as possible at council this year. If you come because you heard this, please come up and say hi. I know when I was first at council, it felt very scary to look up at the dais and the big podium at the front. We're just like you. We all have day jobs. I worked shift last night. You know, I worked all weekend. So we're just like you. Come up and say hi. If you want to hear more about council, we're actually doing a live webinar, Vice Speaker Trail and I, on April 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern, a Council 101. You want to learn more about council? Log in that. It'll be recorded if you can't watch it live, if you're working a shift. And then I'm happy to get you connected. If you say, this is something that I want to do, I've been involved in other organizations or other times of life, and I didn't know that ASEP had this, reach out to me. I will help connect you to your state chapter or a section and how you can get involved. And I think the final thing is council is the best. It is the greatest thing the college has with respect to the board of directors and all the other amazing work. There is nothing in the college like ASEP Council in terms of how much we do and how much we can affect the future of our practice for ourselves and for our patients and for the specialty of emergency medicine.
Every day since March 11th, we've featured a different story about the work of ASEP and its chapters. We've talked about advocacy wins and work still underway to make sure you can do your job. There's one more conversation in this initial series, and that happens tomorrow. But for all the rest, you can listen to them and read more about ASEP Council using the links in the show notes. There's also a website, asep.org/results. You've been listening to the Built on Results podcast, a production of the American College of Emergency Physicians. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.